Anyways, hey everybody, welcome to episode 134 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan Della Rosa.
Hi, guys.
And Gabe Philbin.
Why you gotta make things harder for me?
It's just how it goes.
You're breaking the illusion of
That's
us being
the
in
way
the same
it
room.
Is.
Things will never
Unless
be
I edit
the
that
same.
Out. And then I'd have to edit this out.
Oh, yeah. Dylan's sick.
Man, I sure hope the PAX guys don't listen to this episode. Sorry, Dylan.
So what's going on, guys?
The internet.
Internet is still happening.
It still exists.
I'm playing video games. It's pretty fun.
Javi decided that right before we started podcasting was a good time to start a video game.
It was a good time.
It was the best of times.
It was the best of times.
The blurst of times.
Jinx. Wow, that's crazy.
So you guys would play anything?
I mean,
other than like right this second.
I played through Mirror's Edge again.
Oh, yeah. You were bitching about that a lot over the past couple days.
Because it sucks.
Yeah. So there's some real bad parts of that.
It's cool because they're going to fix it in the second one when they make it all combat.
Yeah, you know, it's like when all the bad parts of the first game are combat, like combat-oriented, like the best way to make a sequel is just to show how good you are at combat by just making the whole game about it.
Right. Well, see, if they make more of the game about combat, then they have to focus on it more and make it better.
Yeah, like... I think what everyone's really asking for is just a 2D fighter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can launch the same day as the new Mortal Kombat, and they can go head-to-head.
Yeah. Yeah, like EA doesn't have a 2D fighter yet, and what better than Mirror's Edge?
Right.
Because no one played the game in the first place, even though they did, and it sold like 2 million copies. But what do I know? Just a guy that's put like 60,000... hours in the game.
You put 60,000 hours into the game?
Put 50,000 hours.
50,000?
Double drive.
You put 50,000 into Mirror's Edge?
Yeah, but, you know, it's still Mirror's Edge. Still
sucks.
Jumpy and great terrible. And I love it.
Right.
I love it so much.
If you want to know how much Gabe likes Mirror's Edge, make sure to check out our very first After the Fact.
Oh, shit. Except mute the audio, because I use a mic that sounds like it's from 1940.
It's a good year.
not horrible.
Right.
Actually, World War II was going on.
Yeah.
So not the best of times. But I digress. Other than Mirror's Edge, Steam sale happened, and I bought a lot of things that I'm probably never going to play. No, I definitely will never play. I think out of all of us, I definitely bought the most stuff this year.
You definitely bought more than me, because I barely looked at it. The only thing I bought was, I spent $3.75 on, fucking Battle Block.
Yeah, I felt really good this year, because I checked every single day, and there was only, like, one or two games that I liked, that I was like... Yeah, I don't have that yet. I'll have that. You know,
It was like, for me, it was like if I was curious about something that I heard about, like Risk of Rain. I don't know what that game's about, but I've heard people talk about it, and it's cool.
It's about flooding.
And I was like, all right, I'll fucking get it. It's like $2.
I picked up whatever indie games I wanted to support, and I wanted to check out. So like, I bought Home, and what was the? There's another RPG Maker game that I bought. What the hell is it called? A Chance of Rain? Was that what it was? No, that's not it.
Risk of Rain?
Yeah, I don't know. That might be it.
I don't think that's an RPG.
No? Okay.
I don't think so.
No, that wasn't it. But there's another game in RPG Maker that I bought. I bought the Bioshock trilogy because it was so cheap. And Dead Space 1 and 2.
I didn't get the Bioshock trilogy, but because I have everything except Minerva's Den. I got Mirror's Den finally, and I really want to play through that.
I picked up Typing of the Dead. Yeah.
Ooh.
Overkill. Because that game's tight.
Yeah, like, there's a bunch of shit I'm not going to play through Bulletstorm. I'm not going to play through Metro Last Light.
I did not buy Bulletstorm. Because I don't care.
I got
Why'd you buy it?
So, you know, maybe.
Nope.
Maybe you'll play it. No, I did get Metal Gear Rising, and I want to play through that. I'll play through that a little bit.
Oh.
That's cool. I think what puts me over the edge of everyone else is that I bought 7 copies of Mirror's Edge.
Oh.
So if you weren't one of the 7 people that got that, I'm sorry.
I told you 3 times and you still didn't buy me it.
Oh, fuck, now. I'll do that now.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, it's nice. Right. You think I won't? Oh my god, it's $20 now. That game's not worth $20. LOL. I kid. Yeah, the Steam sale ended, though, so thank god. No more Dosh to spend. Everyone was talking about how this was, like, the worst Steam sale. Like, that was, like, the general consensus. Like, this is a really weak Steam sale. It's like, hey, you just fucking have everything already.
Right. I'd managed to, like, never check Steam and look to see if anything was on sale. Instead of buying Steam games, I spent what you might call an irresponsible amount of money on MechWarrior Online.
Oh, okay. How much money is irresponsible?
Well, I bought their Masakari pack.
I don't know what that means.
Which was like the full clan mech collection. You're welcome to go look up the cost of that yourself. But
I gotcha. This is some investigate. What? How do you spell that?
I don't know.
All right, I'm just going to write clan mechs. Continue.
But I bought that because I started getting back into MechWarrior Online over the weekend, playing some more of it, and I started to see the clan mechs in-game, and boy, were they pretty fucking tight.
Do you want to run it by me again, which clan mech you bought?
Oh, I bought the full collection, the biggest collection. They all have
collection?
Yeah, they all have a name.
The one that costs $240?
That's the one. It came with 24
mechs.
People
make fun of me for buying 7 copies of Mirror's Edge.
No, because that's the same game 7 times.
Same game that people need to play.
It came with 24 mechs, 90 days of premium, some other bullshit, I don't know.
Paid $240 and you don't even have, like, Eternal Premium? Whatever premium is, like, bitch, get the stock option for
normal
that.
Mechs in that game are like $20 a pop. Like if you pay cash for some of them, yeah, they're expensive. But man, there is some cool shit in that game. So I was having fun with that over the weekend. I haven't gotten to play with the clan mechs that much because they do this weird thing where you order them and then they don't deliver them to you till the next day. Like, they drop everyone who ordered it on one day. They drop it for everyone the next day at 4 o'clock, apparently, which I think is weird that you buy something digitally and then it's not just there.
No, man, it just builds the hype and the anticipation.
Right.
That whole time period, you get to reflect on, I just spent $240 on this shit.
Well, it was more anxiety. Than hype. It was like, I just spent $240 on this shit. Why isn't it here?
Sometimes I get those two confused.
I wouldn't recommend anyone spend $240 on anything unless you really like it.
Ryan, that's so much money.
Unless you're really into
it. For a game you haven't played in months.
I know, but I'm playing it now. Well, not like right this second, but no, I'm back. I'm back in. I'm back in the fold.
Holy shit.
Oh,
what
good game for you.
What to game? The moon. What's the RPG? To the Moon.
I don't think anything you said was close to that.
Nope, I couldn't remember that name.
Risk of Moon.
Yeah, I know. Damn it.
Well, Gabe, I can at least say this. If you scroll down the page there's all the gold packages. The one gold package I would have even considered buying, I managed to not buy until it sold out. It's the only one that's sold out currently. And those are $500.
What? Like...
Yeah, it's definitely...
Who hurt you?
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, ugh, it sounds... No, I can't. No. No. It's like, I won't. And then finally it sold out. I was like, okay, thank God.
I mean, there's seven other $500 packs.
Oh, I don't want any other ones.
Oh, okay, those aren't worth $500.
Those aren't the ones that I wanted. If I was going to do that, it would have been the Timberwolf.
What is so special about the Timberwolf?
I don't know. It's like the iconic. That's why it sold out. It's like the iconic, iconic mech of MechWar. Like all the old games, like that's the silhouette in the background of the, like the title of the game and stuff. It's just always kind of been the iconic mech for MechWarrior.
This is unreal. Yeah. How much this game costs?
Free to play.
This is insane. I can't believe this.
Uh-huh. Ryan just paid for a month of their salary. Or whatever. Good joke.
I hope they're making nailed more it. Than $240 a month.
Uh-huh.
I hope everyone there makes more than $240 a month.
That's how much I made when I worked at Playdate.
See?
Shout out to Playdate.
Yo, Playdate.
How you living?
Well, pretty well, because they're keeping all the money and not paying any of it to Gabe, apparently.
They're sold out nightly.
But that's really the only game I've been playing, for obvious reasons.
You have no choice but to play it at this
point. Oh, God, I had such a good... Like, on Friday... Or was it Friday? No, it was Saturday night. I had to George Costanza it. I had to, like, go out on top. Like, I had a game where I had... Like, I don't know if you remember, Gabe, but, you know, it's if you die, you're done.
Yeah.
And now the matches are 12 on 12. I had 5 kills of the 12 possible kills. So I felt pretty good about that, and I called it quits for the night after that game. Granted, it was like 3 in the morning, so I probably should have been calling it quits anyway. But, yeah, good times. Good times at that game.
Well, I'm glad.
I love you, MechWarrior.
I'm happy that the game you, in one instance, dropped $240 on.
Yeah, that game, I spent, like, probably half as much on that game as Gabe has spent in Steam sales.
In Steam sales total, I've spent a lot of money, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you do think about how much time I've spent in the games that I bought during a Steam sale, you've probably already surpassed that amount of time in MechWarrior in just this weekend. So really, I can't say anything.
It's entirely possible. Potential.
Yeah. Right, right. Gabe has a lot. Gabe has, like, a lot of potential games sitting there.
Like, one day I will play Call of Juarez Gunslinger.
No, you won't.
But I can think about it.
No, I mean, that's kind of what I was doing today, or actually this weekend. I was just busting out games that I bought a long time ago and seeing if I could get into it. And I started playing Psychonauts, and I was like, I'm going to beat this tonight. And then I beat it to death. It was good.
How was it? How does it hold up?
I was saying that it kind of has a very indie game feel to it, in that it's not really polished in a lot of ways. Like, some of the sound effects are completely missing. There's a lot of, especially in boss fights, you'll be in a boss fight and they're like throwing items around and it's just dead silent, or they're like slamming stuff and there's no sound. And, you know, a lot of the animation's a little jerky, but that might just be because of when it came out, you know, back then.
2005.
Games, games didn't look all that great. But that doesn't really matter. You know, at the end of the day, it's like an indie game. Like, it has a lot of spirit, a lot of heart into it, and it's funny, and it's good. It's really good. But I don't know what my deal was. It's like, because this is probably the third time I've tried to play the game, or the fourth time maybe. But maybe it's just... I had to be in the right mindset, and maybe also the last half is much more entertaining than the first half. I don't know, but like I beat it last night, and today I was considering like loading it up again to play it some more. So I don't know. It was fun. It left me with a warm and fuzzies. It was good. I recommend it. Actually, I loaded up Prince of Persia today also to get a little bit more platforming action in. But that game...
The 2008?
Oh, the original... Or the Sands of Time one.
Oh.
That game was not built for PC, and it shows... Oh, my God. It's
funny
so
you mention
bad.
That. I have the Prince of Persia collection as well.
Yeah.
I haven't played any of them.
Well, yeah, I've had that collection for a while, and I decided to load up Sands of Time. I might skip to Warrior Within, even though it's much worse, just to see if it plays nicer with controllers, because Sands of Time is really bad.
They're just the one that came out with the movie, Forgotten Sands, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have that, too.
Oh, loud.
Of course I do. I have fucking everything. I have 360 Steam games.
And I got some more.
How many?
360.
Wow.
Did you buy Always Sometimes Monsters yet?
No, I didn't. Fuck.
Dude, you're the worst.
It was probably on sale, too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, now it's not.
Oh. You should buy it now. Anyways, I don't
buy it. You should buy it Always Sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm hmm.
No, I'll buy it full price support. That guy was so fucking cool at PAX.
Hell yeah. I bought it full price, and I bought the soundtrack version, too, so I gave him a little bit more money. There you go, guy. That's our apology for not writing up a preview when we said we would.
Well, we never promised anything.
Okay.
We never promised anything.
Yeah. Sure. If you say so.
We've talked about
like,
it.
We didn't pinky swear or anything.
No one's got time for words. We talk. Okay.
Nobody locked pinkies, all right? Yeah.
That's how our deals usually go. Like, how many review copies have you got, Javi? Have you gotten over the years?
I'd rather not say. Too many.
The only review we put out in the last, like, decade is for that game that I reviewed. I don't even remember what it was called.
Rush Bros. Rush Bros.
Yeah, Rush Bros. Thank you for the copy. I appreciate it.
It also wasn't good.
It had a heart.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
I reviewed the shit out of Limbo back in the day.
Yeah.
Got that review copy. That was cool.
Oh, dwelling on our shortcomings.
Oh, yeah. I really hope the PAX people don't listen to this episode.
It's because we're doing so many other awesome things elsewhere. Yeah.
Podcast every week. Podcast every week.
Well, I meant the Port of Beaumont is getting a new fucking access road bridge. That's why we don't do more.
Oh. And all the mech warriors
And all the mech warrior I gotta play, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can find my work in your Facebook news feed. There you go.
As long as you don't have ad block on.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's turn that off, bro. And then you can see Javi's
Nobody sees Javi's work. I don't know. I probably do because I don't use ad block.
There you go.
Yep. Be like Ryan. Don't use ad block.
You're a human being who cares about other people's income.
Human being.
You're a human being. So what else have people been up to this week?
Nothing.
Trying to think, what else did I do? Oh, I told you guys already. I watched the Miss Caribbean Queen.
Miss Caribbean Queen of Houston.
Of Houston. Yeah, that was. I mean, it wasn't by choice. I was there for other reasons.
Like, what is the Caribbean population even like in Houston?
Probably pretty big. Houston is.
I guess Houston does have
diverse.
A lot of coast
area. There's a lot here. So
it's not that far from the Caribbean either. So it'd probably be a pretty easy. Immigration spot. It's just like when you think of coming to America, it's like Houston. That's where I want to be.
It was like they had a flags of all the nations hanging up, and they had a representative of every island country? I don't know what you would call some of them. Yeah, I don't know. It was there was a girl who played that Celine Dion song from Titanic on her violin, and it was awful.
Oh.
But I hear she won the whole thing. I think it was awful because it was that song. I think that was really what made it awful.
That song is an American classic, all right?
She's Canadian.
Dude, America is international.
Yeah, we're melting.
Oh,
pot,
is that,
right?
Okay. is that what patriotism has started to teach us?
Everything is American. We're a melting pot, okay?
If the whole world were more American, the world would be a better place.
Mm-hmm. We're going to leave that at that.
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you.
God damn it.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yep. I didn't know the words. I don't know the words to it.
Yeah, all you know is the violin.
Mm-hmm. Of the many violins of that song.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching some World Cup soccer. I watched the U.S. lose their way into the next round.
Yeah, that was... Man, soccer's
never seen,
weird, dog.
Never seen so much patriotism for losing your way into the... Just like
and
limping,
losing to the Germans.
Limping your way into the next round. Like,
it
was...
Well, we lost to the Germans. It was a makeup call for World War II.
Are you saying we shouldn't have won World War II?
No, I'm saying we should have. Okay. But, you know, the world refs are like, yeah, we'll toss them one.
The Germans just
really racist.
Yeah, they did. They're a better team. They're a better team.
This is an awfully jingoist podcast. We got.
I know, right?
Yeah. Django.
Django.
Kermit Unchained.
The Algeria Germany game today was great.
I didn't get to watch. This fucking schedule is not conducive to a
work
day.
It's a great schedule for me because I just don't have to do anything at work.
Tomorrow I should be able to assuming. See, the blocker at work has been up and down because we've been having server issues. So like anytime there's anything going on, like any kind of work going on the server, or they're possibility of switching servers or changing settings on it, the blocker has to come down. So
and
it's been down.
Strike.
Right. It's been down for a while, and then it'll go up for like half a day, and then it'll come back down. Today it was down. Tomorrow I'm hoping it's down so that we can stream the U.S. game at my desk, because tomorrow should be less busy than today was, and I should be able to maybe get away with watching a little bit of that. 3 o'clock, though, that's like the worst time. It'll be over just in time for you to get out of work. Cool.
Oh, I just hit my mic. Apologies for that. But, Javi, something I know we've been slightly up to, at least. We both tried out Valiant Hearts.
Yeah, tried out's the keyword.
Yeah,
did either of you guys like it?
I put in, I had one sitting, maybe like an hour or an hour and a half. And then I haven't picked it up since. It's I don't know. The amount that I played, I'll admit, is probably not enough to judge the game. But it's cute. Cute's probably not
cute.
The right word. But
yeah,
it's,
cute's not the best thing to describe.
Yeah.
World War One.
But it's interesting. It's different. I appreciate it. But it's not particularly engaging. It's not. And I'm not like dying to get to play more of it. I will. I'm going to check out more of it, but. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. I'm happy it exists.
Yeah, I got to chapter 3. I don't know how far into the game that is. I mean, time-wise, it's 2 hours in. But, yeah, my feelings are about the same. I appreciate what it's doing. Like, World War I's been pretty much, as far as I know, not done at all in games. And I think this is definitely a solid way of getting, like, telling a World War One story, because World War One's fucking boring. It's sitting in a trench and hoping you don't
die. Sitting on a couch.
Yeah. And just yeah, and what the game does that I like, it's like a history, it's a really big history lesson on World War One.
Yeah, like as I was playing it, it felt like it. This is
wait, so it fills in the gaps where the hit classic starring James Franco, Flyboys.
Yeah,
it fills in those gaps for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so like it actually starts at the end of Flyboys.
Gotcha. Yeah,
this feels like a modern day equivalent to what Oregon Trail was, where like I could totally see this game in classrooms where kids can play it if you know when they have free time, and it's super educational and there's no violence. I mean,
there's the idea of violence. Yeah. It's not graphic,
right? And you can't kill anyone, but
yeah, you just like hit them with a pan.
Yeah, you knock them out. But like you pick up items, and every single item has like is a real item from that era, and it tells you a little bit of history about what people did with those things or what they meant to people. It's like super interesting in somehow, you know. And then you can pause it and like read little tidbits about that year that you're in. And
yeah, there's three main little like history like lessons, I guess you could say, in that game. There's like collectibles that you pick up, and then it describes what that item is. There's just notes that come as you progress, and you can pause the game and read about. It get a little, like, pretty much just like a textbook excerpt about this, like, what this is. So, like, what is, like, trench warfare? Like, pretty
exactly.
much that.
Yeah.
And then there's diaries of the characters and some of the characters you play, or all the characters you play and some characters you don't, of, like, their perspective on, at that specific time.
Yeah, and wherever they were.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's interesting and, you know, 10 or 15 minutes in, I'm like, wow, I know more about World War One from this fucking video game than I ever did in school. Like, school didn't, it kind of like glossed over it quickly. So, yeah, it's pretty effective in that way. I think it could be a good tool to teach about that time, but yeah, it's not like the most exciting video game or anything, but it's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the story like pans out and gets more interesting as it goes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I definitely so have you gotten past like chapter 1 yet? Have you met Anna?
I just met her. Like I did the part in the car where you're avoiding the bombs. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like that was when it picked up for me a bit. Once you get Anna, Anna's like story. That I really like that one.
Yeah.
But I'll keep going through it. Like it's definitely not bad. It's good.
Yeah, it's
just
not bad.
I tweeted earlier. It was like, man, I really wish I was into Valiant Hearts as much as seemingly everyone else on the internet is. Like people are really into Valiant Hearts. And, like,
are you talking about
that's
critics or just Twitter?
Critics, like Reddit. Fucking.
I think that critics probably played through the whole thing and you know got the whole package, and that's why they're excited about it. I don't know. I'm sure it gets interesting. Like, everybody's saying it's a really, really great story trapped in a video game, and that sounds about right.
And it's UbiArt, and the more I see of UbiArt, the happier I am.
Yeah.
UbiArt's great.
Yep.
UbiArt's great. But other
game
than,
of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. New favorite game of all time. Other than that, I don't think I've been playing much. We dabbled in the man-up mode on TF2 and remembered how fun that was. Want to get back into that, and we're trying, but we never have enough people. So we probably will forget about it and just ignore it for a while. I think that's about as far as I go with video games, excuse me. At least for this past week. Anyone else got? Anyone else got something? A little tidbit I want to share?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Ryan's just broke now.
I'm tired, man. It's just
I hear you.
It's been a long day.
Word to your mother.
Yo, ma! Yo, ma! Word!
Word.
I don't live with my mom.
Word.
Wait, but who's the one telling you to play with your Skymanders? Or stop playing with your Skymanders?
Harris. Harris Why? Doing a...
You live with Harris?
Harris doing a Jewish impression.
Mm-hmm. So let's hop into news. Some newsy things.
Okay.
First up, you guys like Avada? The Last Airbender?
Who doesn't?
Do you like the inferior show Legend of Korra? Well, I hope so, because Platinum's making a Legend of Korra game.
Oh, neat.
And it's a downloadable game. It's published by Activision. It's coming out later this year, and there hasn't been a gameplay trailer, to my knowledge. There's been a few screenshots. And it looks fine. It doesn't look amazing or anything. But it's just kind of a mix of like feelings for me, because I love Platinum. I really like the games they make. And Legend of Korra could be like really fun, like with the Platinum style games, like character action, airbending and shit, like that'd be cool. But then it's a licensed game and there's that whole mentality, so I don't know.
Well, is it coming out in conjunction with some kind of movie or show?
Maybe book 3 of Legend of Korra starts later this year? I'm not sure.
Because usually that's how you get yourself in a shitty game situation, yeah, where you're trying to meet some kind of marketing deadline.
Yeah, let's see when...
Yeah, I'm not Platinum's sure. Fast. Like, really fast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently, apparently book 3 of Legend of Korra started on Friday, so...
Oh, see, so they're already past that.
In. Legend of Korra! Well, doesn't the game takes place between Season 2 and 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Prequel.
Yeah, so that could be interesting. I don't know. That's like one of the biggest like gray area announcements I've ever had. It's like, oh, cool. Hey, maybe.
But, I hope.
Yeah. Please. And next up, you guys like Sadness?
I love it.
Great.
It makes me happy.
Because Crytek is treating its employees like shit, apparently.
Awesome.
And they haven't been paid a full wage in months, according to a report on the internet. And 40 employees...
You can't put anything on the internet that isn't true.
And 40 employees have now left.
Well, yeah, if you're not
gonna bounce
paid,
back
you might
from
well
this,
go right? somewhere.
Yeah, you know, Rise 2 is going to just knock everyone out of their seats. Yeah.
It's going to be the Rise everyone wanted.
Yeah. They're going to rise up out of their chairs. Uh-huh.
Rising.
They're going to keep rising to the top. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, we talked about this briefly last week, and it was more of just ideas then, but more and more reports are coming out that Crytek is in some real deep shit, and that's not very surprising, since Crysis isn't exactly the hottest selling game, and... It's not the best game either.
Yeah, they might have tried making something other than Crysis over the years.
Yeah.
Like, they made Crysis, and it was like, cool, I don't think we needed two more of them.
No. And it was really weird, because they never sold that well, so it's like,
they're
really trying for this that people just aren't interested in.
Clearly a talented team.
Yeah. They know how to make things look really good.
Yeah.
But apparently, there's
like
stories
us.
Of
yeah.
There's the yeah. stories of Rise's like last few months of development being just abysmal and just like wrecking the company's budget and their savings, and now employees aren't being paid full wages.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Well, and maybe they were hoping for. Oh, I'm sure they were hoping for better success with the CryEngine.
Yeah, but...
Right now, the only thing that I can tell you that runs CryEngine is MechWarrior Online. I don't know of anything else that runs that
yeah,
engine.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, Crysis probably...
Which is
probably.
Weird because...
Crysis 3 on Unreal Engine 4.
It must be the way they're trying to distribute it, because I remember when CryEngine 2 got shown off. Mm-hmm. CryEngine 3. When CryEngine 3 got showed off, and developers are just writing about how good it is, like, how easy it is to use, and then nothing. Like, nothing came out of it. Except Crysis. Right. Just more Crysis.
Except for Crysis 3 and MechWarrior Online.
Yeah.
That's it.
And no one plays MechWarrior Online. There's just five people, like Ryan, that spend $240 on it and stimulate the whole game.
Yep. No, that game's actually doing pretty well here. But that's one game. I'm pretty sure Crytek needed more than yeah. that.
Too bad Crytek doesn't have anything to do with Far Cry anymore.
Yeah. Because Far Cry is blowing up.
Yep.
But
it really fucked that up.
Yeah. It's never, I mean, this isn't like new to the industry. Like, fucking developers go out of business all the time.
Yeah.
And I guess this has kind of just been, like, you think about it, just kind of quiet struggling for a while, but they were still like a pretty big name somehow. And now it's just blowing up. So it's just weird times. So, you know, hope everything works out for those Crytek dudes. You know, they clearly have some talent. Like, they can make a damn good looking game.
They'll land on their feet.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Like a cat.
Yep.
And in total next gen news.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
Uh-huh.
You can buy a game on the 3DS and get that same game on the Wii U for free.
What?
I just hope that game you bought is Squid's Odyssey, because that's the only one that does it right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so we know it's possible. In Europe, this is a thing in Europe, not North America. In Europe, it's possible. No one else does it yet, but it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when everyone saw Squid's Odyssey, that's the game changer. I've never heard of that game before today.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know what that is.
It might have some Greek roots.
Definitely has some ocean roots.
Yeah, so Greek ocean tie-ins.
Yeah.
But hey, welcome to the new age, cross-buy.
I'm waking up.
I feel it!
Jeez. Saw that coming.
But this, it's interesting that a game like Squid's Odyssey can sort of put Nintendo in the hot seat, because if Nintendo doesn't follow up on what fucking Squid's Odyssey does, and not to belittle Squid's Odyssey, it's just, I don't know what it is, and it's just a tiny little game on 3DS and Wii U. If fucking Nintendo can't follow up on that, they can't offer the same service as this little game, then I don't know. Like, that'll just be embarrassing. So please, Nintendo, don't screw up again. You did such a good job at E3. Let me still love you. And in more Nintendo news, I hope you guys like Iwata. Because he's still the Nintendo president, and he was re-elected at the shareholders meeting.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
I mean, I think they all saw him fight Reggie, and they're like, that's the guy we want.
I don't want to mess with him.
Yeah. He headbutted that dude so hard. But apparently his approval rating has been dropping real hard. I think I saw the number in like 2011, the shareholders with him had like a 91% approval rating, and now it's the last number given was like 70 something, and there was a pretty hard rumor that he was gonna get the boot, but I guess they liked what they saw enough at E3 to keep him around. So it's great when the whole direction of a company is decided by shareholders, because that's worked out great for Capcom.
Capcom.
Mega Man, who wants that anymore?
We're going to give you guys all the mobile games you're never going to play, and you're going to love it.
Yep.
God damn it. Industry, man. Industry.
Right.
But Javi, you went and saw what's his name, Danny Elfman, the past week
in concert.
In concert, of all things.
Without him, though.
Oh, he wasn't actually there. It was just the music of Danny. Seriously?
No. If he was actually there, I would have lost my arm to my girlfriend.
Oh shit.
Why?
Because she would have been holding on to it so
rip it off
in excitement.
And throw it on stage.
With her panties attached to it.
Exactly. Oh, in a fist. That's what would have happened.
The dream delivery system for all concerts.
Mm-hmm. It was cool. It was very cool. They played all the songs from the movies of Tim Burton.
But there is now a Pokemon orchestral concert tour going around.
No.
And so far, they only have two places and dates announced for America. And it's Washington, D.C. on August 15th and Philadelphia on September 19th. Bless you.
Thank you.
And I don't really know the music of Pokemon other than like the main battle music.
Oh, you do.
I mean, yeah, like, not in my brain right now. It's just an hour and a half concert of... It's like I'm there. I didn't know they announced a Seattle tour date for June 30th. That wasn't on there.
Not?
That was insane. No. Yeah, more music concerts. I want to go to one of these. I haven't been to them yet. Really wanted to go for a long time. So hopefully you guys come to Seattle so I can live my childhood dream. Don't disappoint me.
They're going to make you a fireman?
No, it's astronaut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All that training's down here, bud.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on down.
Texas seems kind of all right now. Just kidding. Mm-hmm. Hey, mm-hmm. You guys know who the most electrifying man in video games entertainment is?
The Rock.
No.
Cliffy B.
Oh.
Unfortunately, he retired a few years back. So, you know, we won't be seeing any more of him. Oh, wait. The motherfucker tweeted today. He's coming back.
Coming back to what?
Didn't say. He just said stay tuned over the next 7 days.
Turned down for what?
Tune in for what?
Then he fucked a...
With
Gears
the way
boxes.
Most big
well,
developers
crotch.
Go, I'd
That's
imagine he's
with.
Opening an indie studio.
He destroyed it with his
For
crotch.
What? For what? Probably video games.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Jazzy Jack Rabbit 2. Coming in hot.
Ooh, I'm in.
Mm.
Make it a 3D platform. Make it like Ratchet? Yeah.
That'd be dope. Bring it
right?
back. Cliffy B, bringing it back.
Bring back for what?
Oh man, it'll be interesting. I mean, he's had a lot of commentary over his very
comments.
Long retirement of I think a little less than 2 years. So let's see what you got, Cliffy. Let's see what these few years of reflection have done for you.
That's good. That's a good one. Yeah?
Javi.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that Destiny Alpha?
It's great.
What'd you think of the voice acting in it?
It's great.
A lot of people didn't share your sentiment.
Oh.
And Peter Dinklage. Apparently didn't do people too proud.
Didn't do right by people.
A wizard came from a moon, something like that. People didn't like that the wizard came from the moon.
How could they not?
Yeah. So he's going to redo his lines for the Destiny beta and the full release. So he's going to have two different sessions.
That's cool, I guess.
So, you know, I don't know what was going on. Like, the first take, maybe it was just like, just first run through, record these lines as fast as you can so we can just get them into the game, if there's placeholder or not. Either way, people didn't react well. Despite the game being an alpha, but that's why it's, you know, an alpha. So it's cool that Bungie is updating this. Hopefully Peter Dinklage turns in a better performance this time. I don't even know what his character is. What is he, like a he's a computer or something?
Yeah. He's what is that blue metal guy that's floating around the library in Halo?
Oracle? Is that his name?
Guilty. Ryan should know. Guilty Spark? He reads all the lore.
Yeah.
Not Guilty Spark, it's the British guy that's like, ooh, my...
Wait, there's a British guy?
Maybe that's... The British floating ball.
Yeah, isn't that Guilty Spark?
Sure.
God, I wish...
Did we lose Ryan?
Yeah, is it is behind the scenes, listeners. Oh. Ryan's internet's gone.
Behind.
Shout out to Comcast of Houston.
Yeah, the Spark with guilt
is
the one. Yeah. Sure. That's exactly Peter Dinklage, except for he's actually your buddy and doesn't screw you.
Oh, okay.
At least as far for now. Sure. And also, I just realized that both of these games were made by Bungie. Oh, my God. Coincidence?
Wow. No. Computers talking in video games.
Floating ball compatriot. AI.
Moving right along.
Hello?
Oh, Ryan. Oh, welcome
back. Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
What if his name was Cortano?
Wow. That'd be breaking all sorts of boundaries.
Yeah.
What if his name was Cortano?
Ryan, what is the name of the
floating blue
ball that
dude
hangs out with you in Halo and screws you over?
Okay.
In the library. What is his name? The British one.
Guilty Spark?
Yeah!
God damn. 343 Guilty Spark?
Fucking smart.
That's why it's 343 Studios.
I was testing Gabe, and he passed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank God.
What does these three numbers have to do with the letters Guilty Spark?
The letters Guilty Spark.
Her name was Cortana. That's why it's 343 Studios.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't be so dense, Javi. Ryan's gone again.
Yeah.
But we must continue. And it's unfortunate that Ryan's not here now because he's the only person in the fucking world that has this stupid system. But the Ouya has announced a subscription program for its entire games library, or at least a vast majority of it, where you pay $60 a year for everything.
I love Ouyas.
Yeah?
No.
Oh.
Well, tell you one thing, Amazon Student sure is great. Sign up today.
Free month thing of Amazon Prime.
Get a month and your buck.
It's free real estate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is
hi guys.
Oh, welcome back, Ryan. What do you think of the Ouya having a $60 a year game subscription program for everything?
Whole games. I think you're still getting ripped off.
Well, hello? We didn't hear what you just said, but the listeners.
Oh, I can't wait for Gabe to edit this. Write down that timestamp, kid.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. Community Season 6 is a thing. Despite all odds and other things, Community Season 6 is coming out on Yahoo, of all places. I didn't even know Yahoo did videos. This might be their first.
Oh.
But it's happening. It's got like the whole cast. Dan Harmon's on board. So, you know, it's more community, which could be good. Community's not always great, but, you know, it's solid, I'd say. I think Ryan, sweet. Ryan likes community. Wish I could hear his opinion, but he's gone now. Shout out to Comcast for making this podcast easy to edit. And last little bit, over the Steam sale, Steam actually hit a new record of concurrent users. Is 8 million during the Encore Day, which was yesterday, I believe. So that's a lot of people. So PC gaming is definitely not dead. It's more alive than ever, Javi. More alive than ever.
I agree, because I can play on my Surface and use a controller. That's why. That's what's
saved. I can pretend it's a console.
Exactly.
Hey,
game of the year.
Javi, you ready for some questions?
Oh, hey, we... What?
You ready for some
questions?
Yeah, I am. Well,
It's a very different podcast when it's just you and me.
Yeah.
Because I have to actually, like, listen to you and reply.
I know. It's, like, crazy. I have to not talk to Ryan at all. It's really weird when it goes to just us.
Yeah.
It's kind of lonely.
It's a whole new world. No. I'm not that way. No.
I love you.
I love you, Pikachu. Right. Let's finish this.
Let's finish the fight.
Like the end of Matrix Revolutions.
Where do these questions start? Blah, 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 blah. Justin Das asks, what do you think Cliff Bleszinski's next game will be? And
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man. But I definitely think he's going to start a small little studio.
To make Spider-Man games.
Yes. Obviously. The next licensed Spider-Man game by the indie studio.
Cliffy B.
What do you think the name
of the indie studio?
The indie
studio, Cliffy B. You know it's good.
What's the name of his studio going to be, though? Like we can,
Cliffy B.
Just Cliffy B?
Dude Huge. Call it Dude Huge.
Oh, my God. Please. Just Huge. Wait, wasn't Huge Games already a thing? Wasn't that Kingdoms of Amalur or some bullshit?
That was 318.
No, there was the thing before 318 or 318, whatever the fuck. And I think it was like Big Huge or something. So maybe Cliff Bleszinski could adopt the Huge word and just Dude Huge Studios, or maybe just like Dude Studios. The possibilities are endless. But I'm curious what he's got, because Gears was fine, but you know, we'll see what he can do when he's not under Microsoft's thumb. Don't slam doors. Oh, this is apartment building.
Cool.
Ray Azario wrote.
Oh,
in.
Hey, breaking news,
oh,
Gabe.
What's breaking? Oh shit! I can hear the glass shattering.
Screw Attack just announced their final guest, like their like big guest for the show. Phil
for
Fish
SGC?
Is going to do the keynote. Yeah.
For SGC. Phil Fish.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Did you see that that video on Phil Fish?
I
thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's telling everybody to be fair and be more a little bit more thoughtful, and I can get behind that.
Yeah.
That being said, like,
still I don't like
his
him.
Actions make me dislike him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't do anything to make me like him, so
yeah,
I'm not gonna like him. Exactly. But you know, I thought that. So if anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, I have no idea who released this video. I didn't see that. But there's like this, I think, 15 or 20 minute video on essentially the story of Phil Fish, and or more the internet and Phil Fish. And it's really cool.
Yeah.
And it just kind of from a just outside view, like no animosity or anything, just. What did Phil Fish do that caused the internet to react like this? Why did the internet keep reacting like this? It's really cool, like, just look at the internet, the hive mind of the internet, what makes us tick.
Is the hive mind, it's easy, it's a slippery slope, because, like, even right now I want to be like, yeah, there's a hive mind and media, like, a lot of the things that they said in that video are very true. But at the same time, there's a lot of things that are valid to be like, what the fuck? Like, the guy makes it very easy to dislike him. It makes it easy for a hive mind to gang up on him, you know? So, whatever. Yeah, it's not a big deal. The whole, like, hating somebody is silly. But that's the internet. Yeah. Welcome to the internet. Everybody, emotions, either good or bad, are always cranked to 100, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, I fucking love this, or I fucking hate that, but it's all fleeting, it's all a tweet.
Yeah.
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 And
anyways.
And I mean, working on the internet, he should know, or at least have like an understanding of how people on the internet are. Not to say it excuses it,
sure.
But his reaction to, you know, hate or criticism if it was criticism or hate, like just pure out, just like toxic hate, it was pretty much the same reaction either way. So like, so
sure.
someone could say, like, I don't, hey man, like, I didn't really like Fez, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he'd say, choke on my dick.
Yep.
whether the internet made him that way or whether he was like that way, whatever.
Beast mode.
Yeah, it was a cool look at Phil Fish. The life of Phil Fish. Still the best joke Dylan has ever made is beer battered fish.
Beer battered fish. This is so good.
Ray Azario wrote in, and didn't have a question, but more just thank you. He said, just wanted to say thank you for the gaming news, laughs, and hijinks. He's been sick, so the podcast is a weekly highlight and pick me up for him. And he had surgery.
Oh my God.
He had surgery this past Thursday, so he's recovering now. And he said, fingers crossed for good news following the biopsy. It sounds like he had cancer, orchiectomy. I don't know what the prostate cancer. Either way, it's cancer. Cancer's not good.
No.
So you know, good luck, Ray. I've had some family with cancer and cancer scares. So my uncle, what's his name? Uncle Gordon. Uncle, I believe we call him Uncle Half-Ass Gordon. Now, because
that one.
Yeah, he had,
half his ass is gone.
Or he actually adopted that name himself because he had prostate cancer. He got out of surgery and was like, "Well, I guess you can call me Uncle Half-Ass Gordon now."
Aw.
But
I would not call him that.
But I don't.
You just did.
But yeah.
Anyways, we wish you the best. Man.
Let us know how it goes, and I don't know if you've been to PAX before, but let us know if you're gonna come to PAX Prime and we'll hang out. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, it's gonna
be
great.
If you can't go to PAX, come to Seattle, because Seattle's the shit.
Yeah, and we'll hang out anyways, because it's gonna be great. Video games,
board games, all games. Yeah, man, good luck, and thank you for the good vibes, and... Yeah. Listeners, if you have
We never hear from listeners like that. That's cool.
If you have time, listeners, send Ray Azario some good vibes. He's at Elreyny 617, and that's Elreyny 617 on Twitter. So send him some get well soon tweets.
Send him some porn. I mean, what? It'll make him feel better.
God, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
God damn it, Hobby, you're a
genius. At mention me as well.
When you send her
send us some porn.
Oh, god damn it. Okay, Carlos Godina says, Evo, it's next week. You guys hype?
Whoa.
No. I didn't actually know it was next week. I knew it was coming up. I forgot the date, though. I love watching Evo. More excited for a salty bet, though, with Evo. So I can bet on the fights with fake money, with some salty bucks. And that's always a...
Oh, so they're implementing that?
Yeah. Yeah. Or at least they did last year, I think. And, you know, I expect them to do the same this year. And yeah, Evo's always a lot of fun. My favorite year to year is usually Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Because I don't really know fighting games too well. You know, I know... the basic mechanics of Smash Bros. Yeah, I know a bit, very, very minuscule amount of Street Fighter, and then like some Blaze Blue. But so I don't know anything about Marvel vs. Capcom 3. But that game's so fucking flashy, and it's ridiculous looking, and just entertaining as hell. So I really like watching that one. I know everyone is usually all hyped for Street Fighter, but Marvel vs. Capcom 3—that's where the hype of shit is at.
Nah, Street Fighter. Street Fighter 3 was still like huge.
I don't actually know. Like, if they have some Skullgirls, I'll definitely check that out. Skullgirls is great.
Ooh, yeah.
I need to play more Skullgirls.
Do you see that new Guilty Gear that was at E3?
No, I didn't.
Dude,
is it like?
It's using 3D models.
Like next gen.
It's using 3D models, but you would never fucking know. It looks hand drawn and incredible. Like. You know how like those Naruto games look really nice? They look like anime. Uh-huh. This looks way better. It's
Guilty
fucking
Gear
nuts.
XRD.
Probably, okay. I think so. Yeah, so if you can like look at HD screenshots of that, it's like, what the hell? It looks like hand-drawn, it's awesome. But it's not. You get all close. So I want to see a full-fledged video game using that engine.
Are you saying fighting games aren't video games?
Well, sorry, did I say video game? I meant like an adventure, like third-person game or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy, man.
Got
it. Anyways.
Moving around.
That is all.
And then last question from Emily. Is it Emily Jess or Emily Jesse? We'll go with Emily Jesse. What percentage of gamers do you think play video games naked? How many in your group have played naked before or do it regularly? I usually on Sundays I don't put a shirt on if I know I'm not going to leave the apartment, or pants. Pants are optional in the Philbin abode. What about you, Javi?
There you go.
How much do you just let it all hang loose? How much do you hang loose?
Especially in the summertime, I'm almost always in my boxers.
It's so hot.
Just that's
there's
it.
No
yeah.
air conditioning anywhere in Seattle unless you're in an establishment that's not an apartment.
When you have two dogs that insist on like laying on you or next to you, it's awful.
God.
It's very cute, but it's awful.
It's adorable as hell, but I hate it.
Yeah, it sucks the big one. I have a question from Justin.
Oh, where?
You didn't know?
Where did you get
it? It was on the Facebook.
Oh, did I not see it?
You did not. It was for me explicitly, too.
Oh, shit. Oh, that was on the last thing. I had to scroll down. Okay, I got this. I will ask for him since it's directed towards you, Javi. All right.
Okay.
This question is for Javi. I recently watched Amazing Spider-Man, and I know that in the comics, Spider-Man creates his own webbing, but when I watched the movie, I still can't believe the idea that a high school kid could construct his own webbing and webbing shooters. He prefers Sam Raimi's version. And what are your thoughts on that? What's your preference?
Look, my preference is mechanical, like handmade. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, the thing is, either way, the mechanical ones were mechanical for the concept of giving Peter Parker or Spider-Man more shit to deal with, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Stan Lee always talks about how he wants the best thing to do with this character is torture him. And so if his web shooters can run out in the middle of a match or they malfunction and he's constantly having to repair them or upgrade them, and it, like, that's what they're like, they're a plot device, and I think that's more interesting and better. And I also like that they use it as a way to show that this kid is extremely intelligent, that he can figure that out. Of course, yeah, you have a point. A high school kid creating this is ridiculous, but also is someone getting bit by a radioactive spider and getting superpowers instead of cancer is pretty awesome too. Yeah, so, I mean, Sam Raimi went with the organic ones, but he ended up basically doing this, trying to fit in the whole running out of webbing thing as well, but instead it was he's losing his powers because he's sad, which is kind of stupid. Like, I thought that was a half-assed way to do it. So, and also just the idea of that stuff coming out of your literal arm is pretty disgusting. I think
that there's just such a huge deposit of webbing in your body to just
it's just sludge coming out of your forearm.
I do understand if he's just watching the movies, like the Amazing Spider-Man movies. Yeah. I understand that kind of mindset of just can't really believe this high school kid doing it because he just kind of does it in the movies. It's just like boom, and he has the web slinger and
the Amazing Spider-Man tried to like soften the blow of that. And I didn't like it how they did it, but it does make a little bit more sense in that he just stole it. Like, he went into Oscorp, and they're pulling all this spider webbing in that room and putting it into little capsules. And he just ordered a pack of those and then just figured out how to make, out of a wristwatch, he figured out a way to dispense them in a certain way. So that makes more sense than just creating everything, including the fluid from scratch. But yeah, even then, like I don't really like the idea of him just ordering webbing. Like, I'd rather it all be his own thing.
Yeah. You know, the more the more that's just straight up Spider-Man. Like, Peter Parker just making Spider-Man his own, I think, is cooler.
Yeah. And what I grew up with, and I know that's not canon, but I grew up with the animated series, and that show made it a point for Peter to explain that when he got bitten, he subconsciously, like, knew how to create the web fluid. Like, basically getting bitten gave him, like, an instinct on how to make them. I thought that was cool, and I thought, like, that was how I understood it, but I guess that's not canon. So, yeah, so anyways, I prefer the mechanical ones, but I understand if you know,
different strokes, like the different
organic
strokes
ones better.
All that.
Yeah, it doesn't, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, yeah, man. Like, he just swings around, yeah, you know? Yeah.
It's like, either he can get sad and not be able to shoot web anymore, or they break. So, both yeah, series have a gimmick to make him not be able,
yeah,
to
swing. Well, when I was really young, and I was like, oh, he's Spider-Man. Like, all these powers are, you know, their powers, this is who he is. And then I realized, wait, those aren't, the webbing's not a part of him? Like that was a shock to me as a kid. I was like, that sucks. I was kind of disappointed by it, honestly. But I think it's kind of interesting. So,
well,
anyways, that's my answer.
And that's our questions.
Cool.
So that's another week in the books.
All right, Ryan.
Ryan, take us out.
Play out. Yeah. Cool.
Man, he's just been really quiet recently. I really think he took it to heart when I made fun of the whole Mex thing.
Yeah. Man. Anyways, that's been episode 134 of Game Over Nation. If you guys want to write in, hit us up at Game Over Nation, and we will read your stuff or reply to you. One of those.
We'll most likely read it on the podcast.
Probably the first one.
Yeah, it's always fun to hear about what listeners are thinking. What sort of queries you have on your brain.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. And for Ryan.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.